Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. Last night's fire and explosion at JJ's on the Country Club Plaza has Kansas City reeling this morning. Kansas City officials, including Mayor Sly James, just met with reporters. We'll get an update in just a minute from KCUR News Director Frank Morris. One body has been found in the restaurant's bar area. Six remain hospitalized. Four are in critical or in serious condition. We'll want your reaction, too, to what you saw and heard last night on the plaza if you were there. If you were, give us a call, 816-235-2888, or drop us an email to updatedate@kcur.org. We begin this morning with the co-owner of JJ's, David Francais, who was at the scene last night. He's on the phone with us this morning. And, David, welcome, and by all means, know how sorry we are about all of this.
Steve, thank you. It's been a pretty rough time for the entire JJ's family.
I can only imagine, Dave. And I'm wondering, what are you doing today to keep up with all the developments that are sort of surrounding this story?
Well, we, just like you, are listening. My brother Jimmy, who operates the restaurant, is on site. He's been there since early this morning. And he
had been out of town, right, Dave?
He was out of town yesterday, yes, and began traveling back from Oklahoma when the explosion occurred.
Hmm. And so this morning, the two of you were doing what exactly?
I am trying to function normally and deal with a lot of folks that are certainly extending well wishes and expressions of hope and support. We've seen a lot of that, and as I said, my brother Jimmy is on site and out there trying to be on top of the latest information of what's going on at the restaurant location.
Dave, how did you hear about the explosion and fire last night? How did the word get to you?
I actually walked in the door of my house and was talking on the phone, and I came back about 3 minutes later, and there was a news broadcast, and it said JJ's the restaurant explosion, and I promptly headed back down to check on the site.
You know, a moment like that, Dave, just must be incredible to go through.
Until we got there, and we honestly didn't know, you know, how serious it was. We heard explosion, but didn't know exactly how serious it was. And when I arrived and parked, I parked about four blocks from the restaurant and got out of my car to walk, and we could clearly smell the gas smell four blocks away from the restaurant over in the neighborhood.
And you knew then, I imagine, Dave, that the entire building, the entire establishment was gone?
Well, we got to the police checkpoint at on 48th Street, Jarbo, I was trying to explain to the officer who I was, and you know, that my brother and I owned the building and the restaurant, and it just so happened that at that time the city manager, who I knew from my professional life, walked past, and
Troy Schulte.
Troy Schulte, mm-hmm. And I mm-hmm. explained to him, you know, I said I wasn't sure if he knew of, you know, obviously everybody knows Jimmy Francais, but I didn't know if he knew of my involvement in the restaurant with our family, and he immediately said, "Come on down, let's go to the command center and find out what's going on."
And so you went down there, and you saw what you saw. You know, I'm just wondering, you know, you have one employee who's still unaccounted for, Dave. What can you tell us about that this morning?
We know exactly what I just heard on your news broadcast.
Right.
They have found a body, but they haven't identified the person. And, you know, the key, and it's not strange to say, but it's hard to say. In a restaurant, you don't know who's in the building at any given point in time. You know, it's obviously a popular place. There's a large group of people who are there for happy hour, and so we don't know who it is.
So you don't know at this point if it's an employee or just a visitor to the restaurant?
That's correct.
You know, Dave, it's already been some speculation, and I've talked to eyewitnesses, folks who were there shortly before the explosion last night, people who were there and smelled the intense fumes and were there for a bit and then decided to leave because the smell of the gas became so strong. Some thought this morning, some questions already about why the fire department, which showed up there before the explosion, why they didn't evacuate the restaurant immediately at that point. What concerns do you have? What thoughts do you have on that front this morning, Dave?
We don't know the facts. You know, we've heard a lot of the same things. We do know we know that the gas MGE was on site. What we believe we know, I hate to say it that way, but we understand that the line break had been reported early in the afternoon, and that MGE was on site working to repair it. There was the facts as we know them are that there was a construction that had been under. There was somebody digging in the alley between JJ's and the building to the east, which is a doctor's facility, that apparently at some point during the day that backhoe struck and broke the gas line, mm-hmm. and they reported it, and that MGE was then on site, and then the fire department was on site, and you know, I've read some of the things and heard some of the comments from folks who were either there who left because they said the gas smell. As I said, when I got there at 6:30, the gas smell. If I had smelled that level of gas in my home, I'd have gotten out of my house.
Yeah, right.
You know, and to smell it out on the street, I can only imagine what it was like right there in that alleyway.
I suspect that's going to be a big conversation moving forward in the weeks to come. And we're visiting this morning with JJ's co-owner, David Francais. You know, David, I guess one thing we've just got to ask, you know, you and your brother have been through so much with this business over the decades, really, going back 27 years. And I'm talking maybe most specifically about the failed West Edge project that Kevin Collison from the newspaper wrote about this morning. West Edge project right across the street. The thing was put up. It was torn down just within feet of the front door of JJ's. And I'm wondering, you know, I had the impression that you guys were about to turn the corner with all of this. And now, of course, this tragedy. And I'm wondering, the frustration level has got to be profound this morning.
You know, I have to tell you, my brother, Jimmy, you know, he spent over 27 years of his life building this restaurant. And, you know, we've had now, it was, he told me we were together for a part of a charity event about a week and a half ago. And he told me he had looked at his calendar and the demolition across the street had started 10 years ago. I had not realized it had been that long. And, you know, he spent 27 years building this great restaurant. And the last 10, you know, he's had to fight to hold on. And again, we thought we saw the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And, it was, we're just struck. We're in shock.
People want to know, Dave, you know, this was such a popular restaurant and so many people in town just love this place. Are you going to rebuild? Is that even a thought that's crossed your mind yet?
You know, I spoke with Kevin Collison last night.
Yeah.
And I said to him, and it's still my own personal feelings, you know, I don't make these decisions, but certainly I can't imagine that location not being the location of JJ's. Our family has, you know, worked too hard. I've had three of my children work at that restaurant, so. Mm.
Well, Dave,
I'm just not hold it together very well.
Well, you and a lot of people are struggling with that this morning. And Dave, I just want you to know how much I appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today. And again, on behalf of KCUR, on behalf of so many people in Kansas City, how sorry we are that you're having to go through this. And we wish you the best of luck. And by all means, stay in touch with us. We'll want to know what your future plans are.
Well, we'll do that, and please encourage all your listeners just to pray for the people who've been affected. Not you know, while we've had property damage, other people who have been injured, and we need to first think about the human element of this. And so, please encourage your people to keep those folks in their thoughts and prayers.
Okay, a very good sentiment, Dave. And again, thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Thanks.
That's JJ's co-owner, David Francais. Let's go now to KCUR News Director Frank Morris, who's just joining us this morning at the end of a news conference this morning that saw Kansas City Mayor Sly James and our fire chief, Paul Berardi, join and talk to the press about what happened last night, what's happening going forward. Frank, good morning, and thank you for joining us, as always.
Thank you. Give
us a recap of what came out of this news conference this morning, Frank. What's the latest from the JJ's tragedy?
Well, the news was that there's one fatality. The mayor described that person as a woman, a young woman found in the bar area. Of the 15 people hurt last night, six of them are still in the hospital, three of them in critical condition, one in serious, two in stable.
And Frank, we just heard David Francais, the co-owner of the restaurant, say we don't know if the woman who has died here was an employee or just a visitor to the restaurant last night. Do I have that right?
You know, in fact, the fire chief acted like the mayor should not have identified her as a woman. So, I mean, I think there's still quite a bit of, if not unknown, at least not fully disclosed information about the victim.
Okay. I cut you off. Go ahead and continue, Frank.
You know, I think the other thing is that was pretty clear in this press conference was that it looks like the MGE, the gas company, was there and had authority to call an evacuation, and that they may have overruled the fire department when the fire department was called around 5:15. But the mayor really lit up on the question, on the issue of not assigning blame for this today, that the investigation is going to have to proceed, and there are a lot of people, a lot of agencies working on that investigation right now.
I think the mayor probably is right. Maybe today is not the day for that, but boy, Frank, the questions about what happened there and the stories we're getting from witnesses who were at the restaurant last night begin to suggest that there are going to be a lot of questions about what happened here going forward in the weeks to come.
Yeah, it was unfortunate that the gas company, MGE, was not represented at the press conference, and that was noted here. But I think it is obviously there are a lot of questions about how this transpired.
Anything else from the news conference this morning, Frank?
That's the bulk of it, I'd say, Steve. I guess there's going to be another news conference at quarter till five, I believe it is. Hopefully then we'll have some more information. The other thing is, of course, the storm bearing down on the city, that's kind of crunching the whatever search efforts that are underway and the investigation. It's giving that some time crunch and giving the fire department something else to think about as the day rolls on, gets a little closer to the snowstorm.
Well, KCUR will have continuing coverage of all of these developments involving the explosion and fire at JJ's last night. Frank, thank you very much for taking some time. It's always good to have you here. That's Frank Morris. He's the news director for KCUR. We're joined now by Bob Greenspan. He's a photographer who was at the site last night. His photographs have appeared on Facebook and have gotten all kinds of attention, if only because they are such stunning photographs of what transpired last night. You can see those photographs now on Facebook. Bob joins us now. And Bob, thank you very much for taking some time with us this morning.
Well, thank you, Steve.
I'm wondering, where were you last night when the fire and the explosion occurred, and how quickly did you get to the scene, Bob?
I was probably a block away, heading south on Bellevue, just past Roanoke, heading up the hill there. I just happened to look up, and I saw stuff in the air just between the buildings, like someone had thrown up a bunch of roofing material into the air. So I found the closest parking lot, pulled over, and by the time I got out, there was a plume of smoke coming up.
Hmm. Now, you're a shooter for who, Bob?
Freelance, totally freelance. Previously freelance for the KC Star.
Mm-hmm. And we remember you from those days. And you had your stuff, your equipment with you, and I gather off you went sort of on instinct there.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell us what you saw when you arrived at the scene, Bob, and how close did you get?
Oh, I was in the intersection, you know, probably 30, 40 feet away from the corner there where JJ's was. Feel a lot of heat coming off of the building, a lot of broken glass. The West Edge project, a lot of broken glass from that. You know, that was facing JJ's. The buildings on the diagonal corner, a lot of broken glass.
Yeah.
People just starting to wander, you know, out from the scene, like in shock.
Yeah. You know, I am, as you're visiting with us, I am literally scrolling through your photographs that are on Facebook today, and I've got to tell you, they are simply stunning images. And I'm wondering if you can tell us about a couple of them here. There's one photograph of you. There's a firefighter in the foreground, flames in the background, and I'm just scrolling through here again. Here we go. Yeah, there's a fireman on a fire truck. There's a ladder going up in the air 30 or 40 feet, and flames in the background just pouring out. And maybe the one other photograph here that I want to ask you about is there's a body in the foreground lying on the sidewalk, someone with towels around his or her shoulder with a fire truck behind him. Tell me about that photograph.
I believe he looked like may have been a chef or something at JJ's. Wandered out. Man laying on the ground, I believe, was probably a utility worker.
Hmm. And you are just roving through the scene, working as quickly as you can, Bob, if I understand right.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about some of the other images there. Again, you have tired workers sitting on a curb, heads down. It must have been.
I believe those were people that were in the explosion.
Yeah.
Actually, but there hadn't been any emergency workers there yet at all.
We'll put a link to all these photographs on our website at kcur.org in just a bit here. What kind of reaction are you getting to your photographs today, Bob?
Oh, it's amazing. Just hundreds and hundreds of new friend requests and comments.
Yeah. Well, again, these are the photographs of Bob Greenspan. You can see his photographs on Facebook. You'll see them at kcur.org later on today. Stunning photographs of what occurred last night. And Bob, by all means, thank you very much for taking some time with us today.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome.
Again, if you're just joining us this morning, we're sort of reliving the aftermath of the terrific explosion and fire that took place last night at JJ's on the Country Club Plaza. If you were in the neighborhood, if you were at the restaurant or perhaps living nearby and can share with us what you saw and experienced last night, we'd like to hear from you. 816-235-2888 is our phone number, our email address, update@kcur.org. We'd really like to hear from you and get some phone calls here. 816-235-2888. Let's go to Richard from Kansas City, Missouri. Richard, who lives near the area, right, Richard?
Yeah, that's right. I just live in the next block east, and it literally shook our building, and we have a very, very solid building, and there are two or three buildings between us and the site. So the power of it was just unbelievable. We ran outside, my neighbor and I, and looked up 48th Street, and probably within 45 seconds of hearing the sound. And immediately, I used to work for a gas company, and immediately I knew it had to be a fuel fire because the size of the fireball was so huge. There's just no way a building can generate that kind of flame from just the building interior. And it just, my heart sank because I knew there had to be people in there. But and I could see the backhoe in flames, and so I, you know, I speculated that maybe something in bed hit. But it's lucky that it leaked early, and so many people, you know, there was some warning, because if you hit a line that's high pressure, it can cause just almost an immediate fireball. This probably wasn't that, but in my experience, gas is very tricky, and it can seep under streets. It can follow,
right.
Not speculate, but it can follow sewer lines. It can build up in places, and you don't know it. So I just, you know, everybody that lives around here is thinking about the people that were in there,
of
and
course.
Hoping the best for them. But it was an incredible explosion, and to shake a building with a has. It's one thing if you face that building, but to be several buildings away and still shake your building, it's a miracle that people in there survived.
Hmm. You know, I talked to one witness who was at the restaurant just minutes before the explosion, and he described to me walking past the little manhole where the gas was leaking out. He said it was described to me as kind of a gusher, a whole lot of gas coming out very, very quickly, filling the area, the air just east of the restaurant, immediately east of the restaurant. So it sounded to me like, Richard, a whole lot of gas was coming out very, very quickly in the moments before this explosion.
So many people reported smelling it, and maybe it built up someplace. And it had to build up to have caused this kind of explosion, I would think. It had to build, pool up in some cavity, some area, somewhere. And then all it takes is an ignition source. Anything will do it. Even a light switch will do it. It's just a miracle that more people weren't. Obviously, we have people seriously injured and now a death. But it's a miracle that, given there were people in all of those buildings, that it's not worse, but it's certainly bad enough.
Again, as the mayor said a few minutes ago, perhaps today is not the day to talk about responsibility, but boy, the question about why folks weren't evacuated under these circumstances is going to be something that gets a whole lot of attention, I think, in the days to come here.
I'm sure of that, but, you know, gas does leak all the time, not to sound alarmist, but it does leak in small quantities a lot, and it's usually something very manageable, but sometimes, you know, something catastrophic does happen.
Yeah. Richard, you're kind to call. I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.